But even, for example, when Kindles came out, everyone thought it was going to be the death of books. We still want books. We still want to turn the page. Kind of the same psychology of a business card. Digital is great. Linktree is great. Going to a particular landing page is great. But sometimes when you press something in someone's hand, politely, and not with force, and they go, oh.
Paper cut.
Yeah. And they go, oh, okay. That's what we're looking for, to get that reaction and that, oh, nice to meet you. And that's something I hope never fades.
Hello, I'm Darren Wing, and welcome to Land and Deliver, making messages land and delivering them in ways that make people care and act.
I'm Louise Chandler-Rutt, and if you're responsible for a message and what happens after it's delivered, this podcast is for you.
And today we're talking about business cards.
We are.
I've got mine. I've got mine here. I'm a bit scared, to be honest. Because it's like one of those things in this digital age, you know, you can get your phone and you can tap it to somebody else. And obviously, I've just started up my business again. And I saw you had one, and I thought, I've got to have a business card. So I just got one done really, really quickly. But I'm thinking, you know, what's the point? You know, why bother having a business card these days?
Do you know, Darren, it's really interesting, because I think over the years of being in business, I've seen a real shift. Business cards were once the one thing that you didn't leave the house without. They were the kind of main staple that you had in your business, that you always had to have one. And we're now moving to a time where things are really digital. And the question is, do you still need them? Yeah. And I think we're in this really interesting space where people say to people, well, do I need business cards? And I'm still witnessing the presence and the importance that they have, which is why we're talking about it today. But also we're going to share, I suppose, a few insights and ideas of how to modernise your business cards.
Yeah, because the design of business cards, I think, have always been the same for years and years and years. But you know, you're saying it's really, really important. So what's the impact, you know, when we're going to listen to your ideas and how to kind of make a business card right for the future? What's the impact of getting that wrong?
Is that you're forgettable. No one connects with you, I think, is the impact. Because ultimately, if we take a step back, why do you have business cards? It's because you want to connect and engage with people. You want to make sure that there's an opportunity to build a relationship. Now, the impact of getting that wrong is that you don't get that connection. You spent time and money designing this piece of card, but then if you're not going to get any kind of response back from using it, why did you do it? So that's the impact of getting it wrong. You just don't get any of those interactions that you're working hard to cultivate.
I do remember, actually, because I shut my business down when COVID came along and now restarting up again. And I remember starting my business back up again and getting the box out of all the bits and bobs that I used to have. And in there was this book. Do you remember you used to have this book, like a photo album?
Yeah,
you had
business
cards in there.
Yes.
I remember putting the cards in there and never looking at them again.
And that's the risk we take, because often business cards are given in quite a hurried manner.
Yeah.
It's when you're at an event and you, quick, take my card, and it's all a bit of a rush. And then often, you know, there's so many things happening in that space. How do you connect a name and a face with a conversation and then come back to it remembering? And that's what we're trying to do with business cards. You know, it's the same old saying time and time again, people buy from people.
Yeah.
But how do you increase that likability and that opportunity?
At the end of this podcast, how we can be transforming our business cards and what it can do for us, you know, whether we're freelancers or work at running a business.
I think ultimately it's about making informed design choices, whether you're designing a business card yourself or you're instructing a company online to print and make it for you. You want to create something that really represents you and what you do. And that's why we're talking about it today, because the other thing is, we do make business cards in quite a rush and a hurry, which I get. We're all at that stage, especially when we're just a solopreneur. So often what you don't want to do is then it arrives and you go, oh, I've missed that, or I've forgotten that. And please, we've all been through it. It happens. I was clearing out my home office recently and I came across previous business cards that were terribly designed or didn't have great print quality. And we've all been there. So we're all here to learn and share and benefit.
I did mine in a hurry because you and I did a little thing together for HSBC. And the one thing I remember doing this time around was like only ordering a couple of hundred, because normally the temptation when you order business cards is to order a huge amount.
There is, because you never quite know. And I think we have to be careful as well with turning them into a kind of flyer approach, just handing them out willy-nilly.
Yes.
But we'll get into that. So by the end of this podcast, we're going to help you to work out why your business card is a really good tactical tool for networking and connecting, but also making it feel like it's an informed choice rather than a kind of panicked handing them out all the time.
Okay, so first things first.
Yes, we're going to explore actually the expectation. Now, I remember being at a business networking event some years ago now, but it always stands out in my mind. It was one of those breakfast business network meetings where you turn up, you walk into the room and everyone's kind of milling around over coffee and pastries, not a problem. Got chatting to someone that I knew pretty well actually, and we're catching up and, you know, shooting the breeze. And out the corner of my eye, I noticed someone walking around just handing out business cards.
Yeah.
Not stopping, not talking, just literally handing them out. Okay, so I carry on with my conversation. Next thing you know, the said person comes over to me and my friend and just shoves it in my hand. So I look down at the card and I look at the person, and it turns out that the business card is for a garage business, car garage.
All right, yeah.
Right. So I look at the card and I look at the person. I went, "How do you know I drive?" And I smiled. Because the point I'm making is, you haven't even engaged or spoken to me. Yeah. You've just, and also it's an etiquette thing, just pushing something in someone's hand and walking off. Hang on a minute. So I looked at him and I said, "How do you know I drive?" Because I may not be your target audience or customer. I may not want to get a car MOT or have my car air conditioning, you know, how do you know? And he stopped and he looked at me and he went, "Oh yeah." And I said, "Hello, such and such." And I shook his hand and said his name. I said, "How's things going?" And we actually had a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I get it. Networking is really nerve-wracking. It can be a case of, you know, you're walking into a room, and maybe that was his prop. Maybe that was his thing to try and start conversations. But he wasn't hanging around for the conversation. He was just pushing these cards in people's hands. And it really taught me about the expectation of business cards. Why we get them, and how sometimes we can have this thing of, "Oh, I've got to hand them out really quickly and to lots of people." But we're not stopping to have those conversations. To me, I would rather hand out 3 or 4 business cards to people that I've really connected with rather than 20 and I don't know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
So I think it's really about that expectation. What's the purpose? What are you trying to do when you hand out these business cards? Not just a flyer mentality where you're fly tipping and, you know, you're actually trying to engage and connect.
Not wanting to sound too corny, it is your calling card, isn't it?
Literally.
And I've got to say, we come across, obviously, as quite, I'm quite a shy person in a big room of people. And I probably actually might do the same.
Yeah. I get it.
But I suppose it's that just pulling your big girl boy pants on,
yeah.
And actually having a conversation, and then when they get the card,
it's true,
then they remember you rather than going into the book of cards.
Absolutely. This is the thing. And I think that's the first thing. It's the expectation. It's the try to remember this is a bridge for a conversation and to build a relationship, not the kind of, "I'm going to give out 20 or 50 business cards and I've done my bit." Well, how much do you know about the people you've connected with? Because ultimately it could end up in the bin, it could end up lost, or you just don't get that opportunity to actually speak to the person that you want to. And it becomes more about, "Well, I handed out business cards." Yeah, but then what?
So we're going on to title next on the card. Now, I quite like my title.
Okay, go on.
My title says Darren Wingham, Founder and Creative Director.
I like that.
That's,
I like
quite
that.
Nice.
And I get it. We do have, and obviously we do have titles. I mean, let's think about it. When you go to a party or you're at a certain networking event and people say, "What do you do?" This is what we do. We're titles, aren't we? We are.
We are. And more so than ever before, isn't it? You know, it's like whatever we do, we are a director of something.
Yes. But I think what we really want to do is break that down a bit. And if you go to a particular occasion, an event, and meet someone, they may get a couple of business cards that say accountant or that says director. But people need to know and understand how you can help them. And I think that carries more favour and more weight than sometimes titles. And I'm not saying to leave out your title, because they need to know what seniority you are. Yeah. But also it's that element of, how do you help people?
So give us an example.
Well, for me, mine is, I help people to communicate with clarity. And that even if I, my official title is Marketing Communication Specialist.
CEO of Soundbite Media, Founder and Creative Director.
Well, yeah, this is it. That could take up the whole card by the time I put all that. But ultimately, what I want people to know is I will help you to communicate with clarity. Yes, there's lots of tools and platforms and channels that help with that and titles, but that's the one thing that I want people to take away from that card and that conversation.
So I suppose really rather it is your title, but it's almost like the problem you can solve.
Yes, absolutely. This is what we're looking at. And an opportunity for people to then, for you to be memorable.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it's about.
That is true, actually. If you think about it, there are lots of accountants, but there might be, you know, one accountant that can deal with your specific business.
Yes, it could. If you're an accountant, yours may say accountant with your qualifications, but then you can say helping small businesses to transform their books, or, you know, turning around your tax returns in quick, whatever it may be, because that's what you're going to help people do. And, you know, at the moment, we're at that time of the year where, especially with making tax digital, if you get that on a card, you go, oh, okay, I love that. That's going to help me.
You give us a bag full of receipts and we'll turn it around for you.
I know. Goodness knows. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the thing. And, you know, I understand that with these cards, there's not a lot of space and we're trying to fit a lot in, but it's what we want to put on it that's going to be the most productive.
Yeah, that's really good. So rather than having, you know, some fancy title, I like Founder and Creative Director, Lee. Thank you very much. I've now got to change that now. I've got to look at my 5,000 cards I haven't already.
Get a Sharpie.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that. But yeah, the next thing is your call to action as well.
So tell me what we mean by that. So we've got a business card and normally we think about it as something that just has your details on there and that's it. Now, what do you mean by call to action on a business card?
It literally means what you want people to do next. And I know sometimes we can make assumptions. Well, of course I've given a business card. Of course I want them to phone me. But nowadays we have so many different ways that people can reach out and connect. Yeah. Video call, phone, email, WhatsApp. Now, you don't want to put a long list of different ways that people can connect with you, but what do you want them to do next? Do you want people to follow up for a discovery call, for example? Do you want people to book time with you so you can help them resolve a particular problem that they may have in their business? Because if I see a business card that says, call me to discuss your next tax return, I go, right, I know now what you want me to do, rather than phone number. Well, I could call you and tell you what I've had for breakfast. That's not useful, is it? So again, it's the thing of what do you want me to do next? If you're going to put your socials, do you want me to connect with you on your social media channel so that I can watch free helpful videos, for example? That's what we're trying to get people to do. And you see, Darren, I hate to be negative about humankind, but we are quite lazy and we don't always, we are, myself included. We don't always do the right next step. We need a bit of hand-holding.
Yes.
And a bit of instruction.
Yes.
That's what the call to action is about.
Well, that's really good, actually. That's really good.
So it's really the opportunity to say to people, actually, I know how I can help you. And not only that, but this is why you should get in touch with me for the next step.
Great. Okay, good. So we talked about actually saying what it is, what problem you can solve. And then by having the card, you know, what you can do next and how you can help them. What's next on the card improvement list?
Well, I think the next debate is digital or paper. Now, we're all trying to be sustainable and there is an argument to say that printing cards isn't great for the environment. However, I think my argument is there's a time and a place for paper cards. I still get them printed, as we're saying, but also there is a digital space as well. And what I like, on my business card, I've got a QR code. And what this does is because business isn't stagnant, we're going to be, depending on your line of business, you may find that your website updates, you may find that you change your email address, you may want to share an event. You can't put everything on here. So what's great about a business card is while you've got the kind of physical thing that you can touch and hold in real life, which is what we love in the digital space, what you also get is an opportunity to have a QR code on it you can scan that will take people to where you want them to be. Now, I use Linktree because on my Linktree, that then gives a menu. Not too much. We don't want to overwhelm people. But I'm giving a call to action and then I'm saying to people, scan this QR code because it takes you to a Linktree that will have on it my event. A next event. It will have on it, for example, maybe a lead magnet, a freebie tool that you can grab and download. But I can't put all this on here. And the other beauty to a QR code is that if when that event happens and it's been and gone, I don't have to amend this. I can just remove it from Linktree, but the link stays the same. So if you want to find out more about using Linktree, I can certainly help with that. But I think what it allows us to do is for this to stay relevant and to be a really nice thing that you hold and touch in real life.
Yeah.
But then also it mixes in the digital world where you can scan it and get those latest events, up-to-date information that you need without having to pay to change this. So I think that's what we're talking about now. It's how we merge the kind of traditional paper card into bringing in some digital influences.
Yeah, and I think if you download our show notes, in the show notes will be details on how you can access Linktree. We're not paid for saying this, by the way.
Yeah.
But there'll be a link to it and also a description in our show notes about what Linktree is. Another thing to do, by the way, just go on the back of what you're saying about Linktree, if you're really good at web design, so you might have a WordPress site or something like that, what I've done on my card, I've got to say, actually, I've stolen Louise's design when I saw it and I got my card done. My QR code goes to a homepage that you can't get by going to the website.
Because
I thought if I might as well just go to a page. And then at the moment it's the homepage, but then it could be a homepage to say, oh, you've scanned the card, yeah. Here's a special offer.
Yes.
So if it goes to a page that you know only comes from the card, for example, then you can track it, which is really good. So you can track who's your effectiveness of your card, but also then you can start talking to those people that have just got the card.
Yes.
And a special offer or just to say hello or whatever.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a brilliant way of doing it because what we're doing here is saying, right, I've met you, I know you, we've exchanged contact details. Now, let's kind of, I want you in my space and, dare I say it, kind of want you so that I can market to you and keep in touch with you and maybe connect and collaborate and work together. So by having that as a touch point, you are using that as a way to then kind of have that person in your space that you're then able to keep talking to.
And perhaps we need to do that, actually, to get his land and deliver business cards together, Lou.
Right, that's it. We'll get the printers going.
They scan that, they go straight to a website and then people can sign up for the show notes.
Exactly.
Maybe. Anyway.
But it certainly is. I think the digital element of it is certainly important, but I still, call me old school, but nothing sometimes I think is to hold something. I think back to, showing my age now, but growing up when you used to have CDs and LPs and you used to, actually have the notes and the booklet. There's something in us as human beings where we like to hold. Even when I digress a little bit, but even for example, when Kindles came out, everyone thought it was going to be the death of books. But we still want books. We still want to turn the page. We still want to smell a book. And I think it's kind of the same psychology of a business card. Digital is great. Linktree is great. Going to a particular landing page is great. But sometimes when you press something in someone's hand, politely, and not with force, and they go, oh.
Paper cut.
Yeah. And they go, oh, okay. That's what we're looking for, to get that reaction and that, oh, nice to meet you. And that's something I hope never fades.
Do you know what? What's really interesting, actually, when I looked at cards for the first time in a long, long time, and looking at yours, because yours is white, but it's got this lovely little bit of gold on it. Mm. And that's quite memorable. I remember, I've still got your card somewhere, actually, because I stole a lot of the ideas from it. There are so many ways of making a card memorable. Yours, like mine, have got if you're just listening to the audio version only, unless you're on Spotify, which you can see it too, then that's really lovely. And then mine's kind of got a luster feel and whatever. And there are so many different textures to business cards. They give you so much, even to the extent that one person's given me a card with the sole intent of me destroying it. Seriously, I've had to write her details down because it's got seeds in it. So it's properly recyclable. You put it in the ground, it's got wildflower seeds in it.
Yes, do you know, I have heard of those and I really like that idea. My only concern is, what if you plant it and go, oh gosh, I didn't write the details down. But yes, I like it.
If you want to have green credentials and you're a B Corp, for example.
Yes, yes.
Giving someone like that, they might not necessarily plant it, but I remember her card and actually I've kept her card because I thought, reasons, she's somebody else who works in the media. But I remember her. And also actually it says something about you. So with the seeds, for example, and there are loads of different ways in which you can do cards, whatever way is for you, it's just like I remember her personality.
Yes.
It wasn't just like any old card.
That's what we're talking about.
And she was actually someone who works for your sister in the filming industry. And so I know a bit about her style and everything like that just from a car that had seats in it.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? I think we're all looking for connection. I mean, you know, about 6 years ago, we were preparing for a virus called COVID, and we were all craving in that time to then have those in-person interactions. So don't let that fade with business cards. It is still that opportunity to have that memorable interaction, build your profile and your case, and to get that reaction of, oh, I like that. Okay, I now want to make that effort to keep in touch with you. And even I was at an event in London last week at Westminster, a business event that was sponsored by Checkatrade and Sage. And when I was at the event, you still get people saying, you've got a business card. You still get that. You know, I'm finding in all different spaces, just when I think, oh, should I bother taking them? Will they? I always have them in my handbag because you do still get people saying, have you? And I'm always interested to think, will they lose my details? Will they lose the card? And the proof is in the pudding when they then email you and they then do take that next call to action and get in touch. And you're like, oh, okay, it was worth it. But yeah, as I say, I think it's a real opportunity to build that relationship.
And they're not that expensive. I've had the same situation as you, actually. For lots of reasons, I started up my own business again, doing video production and podcasting. And before I set the limited company back up again, I was having those early conversations. Yeah. And one person did say, have you got a card? And I'm afraid, what's worse than not having a card is having a card that you've had in your back pocket for a long, long time. But both of which are quite embarrassing, because then actually you sit there for a moment and think, I'm not going to look like a numpty here. This could be a sale missed. For the price, they're not that expensive.
No, they're not.
And to get them right, it's not that expensive.
And also, they are a taxable expense. So, you know, it's part of your marketing resources. And yeah, you can definitely, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and quote prices because it depends what website you go to, but you can certainly shop around. I know some real life businesses that do them, but also you can go online and get them designed. And yeah, please keep the business card going. We're leading a one person mission to make sure these paper things are not just kept in back pockets for life. And we just always do QR codes in digital. We want real life. We want those moments we get to hold something and treasure it.
But it's really, but you know what? I'm just talking about the QR code. I just remembered something actually. And I think, you know, these are more powerful than you realize. My big surprise was having a QR code there. And at the moment it leads to a video, you know, my showreel. It could lead to just a video of me saying whatever. And a networking event, I had a couple of people, and it was really surprising because I thought cards were dead. And I had a couple of people coming up to me and go, oh, I saw your showreel. I saw that. Really interesting.
There you
really
go. Great. Conversation starter.
Yes, yes. And took me by surprise. So very, very relevant. I still get questions. People say to me, have you got a card? And yeah, having that QR code there, which was your idea, by the way, totally yours, with my showreel on it. Yeah. Like, oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. I think we just have to put ourselves in the position of the people that we meet. We don't really know them. They don't know us. So let's not make assumptions. Let's not think, well, of course they're going to want to talk to me and stay in touch. They don't know. They don't know what you can do. You don't know them and how you can help and support them. So ultimately, this is going to be your kind of tool to help you do that.
Yes, good. And I think also one thing to say, actually, in a business-to-business environment, you know, it is still much more open to having cards. You know, the conversations are quite grown up, aren't they? It's you know, because you are business-to-business, you know, we all know what we're there for. Mm. We're there for A, to earn money, but B, we kind of like doing it. You know, we turn up and we go through this sometimes hell of running a business or being self-employed because we really believe in what we're doing. And that's kind of a given when someone asks you for your card, I think. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would also add it into that. There are times when I've been to some networking events, and for B2C, the business card is still relevant in the sense of, so for example, some businesses such as I'll say health and well-being, so alternative therapies like acupuncture, reflexology, those practitioners, they have cards that they hand out to customers sometimes. I tell you what, and you may not recognize it as an actual business card, but this is where you can be quite savvy with it. Some independent businesses for B2C, business to customer interactions, have a business card, and on the other side it's a loyalty card, because you get stamps. And guess what? They want you to keep the business card.
Yes.
So they have a loyalty card on the other side. So rather than getting two things printed that are kind of more, that's more money, you get a card that on the other side stamps.
But that's a really good idea, isn't it? Because normally we tend to print on the one side. But there how many times have you given a card to somebody and they've picked it up and then flipped it over?
Yeah. And if it's got so I know of two coffee shops, independent coffee shops, where they have their loyalty. I've got them in my purse, so clearly I'm loyal. although some of them it takes.
You do like your coffee though, don't you?
I do like my coffee. And some of the stamps, I'm thinking, oh, how long till I get my free one? Anyway, it's got like 10 spaces on it.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, it's got the contact details. It tells me that the coffee shop is available for catering. What a great opportunity. So it's, and I'm keeping it to keep the card to get more loyalty stamps,
yes,
but also to allow me to keep in touch with them. So this is what I mean. This is why I think hopefully with this podcast that you're listening to or watching today, it's going to give you some food for thought in terms of how you can really use this as a tool. Don't just always rush and create it. Think about the kind of implications and expectations around it. And by making those informed choices, you've got something that's good to go.
I am going to redesign my card.
Don't worry.
I'm going to throw this other box away. Luckily, I've only got a small box of them.
You should do it in a dramatic way where you throw them up into the air and then put it in slow motion as they rain down. Confetti. To signify that it's like the end of a business card era.
But do you know what? It is, yeah, the return on investment on cards, they're only what, you know, 20, 30 quid, really 40 quid.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we're all hopefully in business to earn a bit more than that. So it's worth doing, but just go take us through, because for me, genuinely, having chatted to you today and us planning this, I will redo my card. So just take us through the benefits and the ideas that you've come across today.
So we talked today about expectation around what this card is going to do for you in terms of building relationships. Also, the other thing to remember is you're not just a title. And I know that's probably counterintuitive. We want to introduce ourselves with our name and credentials, and you should. But on a business card, you also want to include how you're going to help people as well and what you do for them to help you stand out. We want to also make sure that we've got the call to action in terms of how you can, what you expect people to do next, book an appointment, go to your socials, what can they expect to do next to kind of help you hold their hand to staying in touch with you. Today, we've also talked about the debate around paper and digital. While it may be something that you kind of overlook and think, oh, it doesn't matter, it does. And my argument is there's a case for both, because we are still going to events where people ask you for something that they can hold and treasure and keep. But there's also an opportunity to use a digital QR code that's going to allow you to upload a landing page, like you said, Darren, or a key link tree menu where people can check out and go and find out more about you. And also, just remember, it is about relationship building. It is about having an opportunity for people to get to know you. If you've got a seeded type card or something, or loyalty cards, and it allows you to become memorable, to foster that relationship for people to know, actually, I am going to call that person or connect with them because I know what we can do, or I know what I need.
Don't forget also, if you want to go over to our webpage, landanddeliver.co.uk, and have a look and download the show notes. In there, we'll give you examples of V-card generators so they can generate your card for you. And there'll be plenty of AI card generators as well. And also, in the show notes, we'll give you examples of V-card generators. And also in the show notes, we'll give you some example designs of cards using Louise's ideas that you've got today. All you've got to do is go to landanddeliver.co.uk and then sign up and you'll get the show notes.
So that's it. Business cards at the ready. We're out. Well, maybe not, because you said you're getting rid of yours.
No. You can't have this. I'm throwing it away now.
No, it's all good. But hopefully we'd love to see the ones that you're designing as well. So keep in touch with us and do go to landanddeliver.co.uk to check out the show notes, as Darren said.
Do you know what, actually, if you do get some really good designs on that webpage, landanddeliver.co.uk, you can contact Louise or myself directly, and it'll be lovely to see what you come up with. Actually, it'd be really, really interesting.
Yeah, taking all our gems and words of wisdom.
And thank you for listening to this current episode of Land and Deliver on Business Cards. And of course, you can get those show notes by heading to our website. It's landanddeliver.co.uk. You just fill out a few details and we'll send those show notes straight to you. And you'll also get a heads up when we do our next episode, when that next episode comes out.
We always love to hear from you. So do share your questions, your comments, your feedback. And you can find that directly when you go to the website landanddeliver.co.uk.
Take care.
See you next time.